This is a CHOI podcast, listener supported on the Salish Sea.
Here is your CHOI news update. I'm Lisa Cordasco. New legislation designed to combat fatal drug overdoses among youth is getting a failing grade from BC's chief coroner. Amendments to the Mental Health Act will allow hospitals to impose involuntary emergency stabilization on those under the age of 19 who have overdosed. It's something parents of substance abusers have been calling for years. The Minister of Mental Health and Addiction says, quote, "This is a new and much needed tool to help youth with severe substance use challenges and their families." Judy Darcy goes on to say, after stabilization, youth will leave hospital with a clear plan to access voluntary services and supports in the community, end quote. But BC's chief coroner says, without an established, accessible system of substance use treatment services, I am concerned there is a potential for serious unintended consequences, end quote. Lisa LaPointe fears there could be an increase in overdose fatalities because young people will not seek emergency treatment for fear of being involuntarily committed. BC's Centre for Disease Control is leading the world in a study to detect small amounts of the COVID-19 virus in wastewater. A recent similar study in Italy found the coronavirus was present there long before it was detected in patients. The BC study has examined Vancouver's wastewater, but was unable to detect the virus, despite the fact there are COVID-19 cases in the city. BC's provincial health officer believes the BC model could be most useful in small and remote communities where the virus may be detected more easily because of smaller amounts of wastewater being produced. Dr. Bonnie Henry says that information could help communities react to any outbreaks quickly. The Tlaloqiat First Nation is demanding the police officer who killed Chantelle Moore be charged with murder. Moore died at her home in Edmundston, New Brunswick on June the 4th after being shot during a wellness check. A statement by her First Nation says, quote, "No one needs to give up their life on a wellness check. We demand answers on why the officer used such brutal force that was both uncalled for and unnecessary," end quote. Among its 10 demands is a call for an independent investigation that would include members of the Tlaloqiat First Nation, the RCMP, and the Office of the Police Complaint Commissioner of BC. As well, it wants a public inquiry to examine the root causes and extent of police brutality against Aboriginal people, Black people, people of color, women, and other ethnic groups. Currently, the officer who shot Moore is on paid leave, while the case is investigated by Le Bureau des Enquêtes de Québec, an independent body that examines police conduct. For CHLY News, I'm Lisa Cordasco.
Do you like these updates? Support them by sharing this podcast on Facebook or Twitter, and by rating it on iTunes or your preferred podcast app. Have a tip or story idea? Send it to news@chly.ca. This project is funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada and Heritage Canada's Local Journalism Initiative. Learn more at chly.ca/LJI.